Is it seven yet?
Today was a rough day.
I am hurting, girl.
Today is a rough day.
I am hurting.
Why are you hurting?
I am hungover.
As hell.
Yo, it's Friday, 6:07 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
And we are probably still drunk.
Oh, man. If you came out to the meetup last night, you had a hell of a time.
There is a chance we're still drunk. Thanks to everyone for coming out. Thanks to Matt Warwick, Sheila B., and Dwayne for DJing.
Thank you to El Cortez for hosting us and Pablo, our bartender.
We had a good time.
We did some dancing. We made some new friends.
Oh, boy.
We ate some chicken buddy and we drank some drinks.
We drank lots of drinks.
I drank all the drinks.
Yo, you guys, Michelle was lit.
Off the rails. I don't know how it happened.
Michelle was beyond.
It was the mix of, like, anxiety, excitement, adrenaline, and the Flor de Muertos drink that I kept drinking.
Oh, my goodness. That was something else. Something else.
It was in good spirits, though. It wasn't dark emotionally, so.
Yeah, it was all fun good. As hell.
But anyway, thanks, everyone, for coming out, and we were having a party because we're in the middle of our October fundraiser and we really need your help. So
actually we need to thank people.
People have already donated and those people are
Court, Jeremy, Antonio.
No, say it with meaning and love.
Adam R. Frederick H. Thank you. Spencer G. Georgie, love you. Kenny, oh my god, you're the best. Craig, yes. Nicholas, oh yeah. Rihanna. Thank you, Rihanna.
Thanks, Rihanna.
Joyce.
Is it Kenny, my ex-boyfriend, Kenny?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And Joseph.
Thanks, you guys. It's your last chance to get our wolf shirt, so I suggest you go over to wfmu.org/pledge and donate $75, $100. Join Swag for Life for $15 a month. You get a bunch of stuff. The new reprint of the Wolf Moose shirt. And our wolf shirt, which is killer. So please help out the station. We are broke as hell.
Someone was wearing it last night.
Someone was wearing it last night. Who was it? Whoever it was looked great.
It was that guy who's always drunk every time I see him.
That doesn't narrow it down much.
Yeah, after I said that, I realized.
Oh, Tom.
Is that his name?
The guy who is bald now but had long hair a couple years ago?
No.
He was wearing it.
Oh, maybe someone else was wearing it.
Anyway.
Oh, man. All right, so.
Did we get all the business out of the way? Do you need to read a PSA or anything?
Yeah, but let's do that later.
Okay.
I love reading a PSA. Tonight's topic is kickouts. So we want to know about that time you got kicked out or that time you kicked someone out. The phone number is 201-209-9368. You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I burped.
Loud or silent? Did you swallow it?
Yeah, I swallowed it.
Sometimes when I swallow it, I feel like I'm going to gag.
No comment. Yo, last night Michelle was dancing like a...
If you're flexible, I just feel like you have to put it to good use.
Oh, wow.
Right?
201-209-9368, that time you got kicked out or that time you kicked someone out.
Yeah. I have one for each of them.
Yeah, who doesn't? You should have been kicked out last night.
Nah, I was in good spirits. I didn't do anything bad. I don't have to apologize to anyone.
No, that's true. You didn't do anything.
You know, like, all I did was talk too much at dinner, like BFD.
What? What'd you say?
BFD.
Seriously?
Why am I not allowed to say that?
Okay.
What? Because it's a bad word or because I'm not in high school?
Tonight's topic is GTFO. LOL. Someone wants a head count from last night.
Who?
I don't know. Some dude named Jordan.
100 deep.
You think?
No. Yeah, we were rolling with a...
It was pretty deep, though.
75?
Yeah, probably. We were packed.
Yeah. dancing.
We danced.
We danced. We ate. Well, I didn't eat.
You talked a lot. All right, full board. Let's get this party started.
All right, I'm ready.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
It's Tom from last night. I knew you guys would be hungover, so I had a great time.
You did?
It was fun.
It was super fun, right?
Talking to Michelle for a while, did you get my article about the medication we're talking about?
No, I didn't, but let's not talk about that on the air.
I know. I'm not going to say the name of it. But anyway,
I'm intrigued.
I had a great time, and you guys are so much fun. And anyway, I have a great kick somebody out story.
Let's hear it.
Okay. When I was in high school, I was having a big party. Some guy crashed the party. One of my friends, who was a little off, decided to start beating the crap out of him in my kitchen. So I had to kick the guy, my friend out, and then a guy wouldn't leave. He wouldn't leave. So finally, I got an axe.
What?
Yeah, I got an axe. I said, get the F out. You know, I was 18. So I'm following the guy out the door with an axe, and there's two cops walking down my driveway. My mother, 60-something years old, grabs the axe from me. And is now behind the guy with an axe, and the cops are looking at it like,
oh, no.
That is a good one.
It was out of control. I mean, it's just nuts. But anyway, it's funny to see an old lady behind a guy with an axe.
Yeah, that is good.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, thanks for coming in last night, and thank you for calling in today.
All right, sweetie.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
He was nice. I talked to him for a while.
Which one was he?
Him and his friend Patrick.
The racist guy?
Yeah. Don't call him that.
Well, it was just funny because he came up to me at the party and was like, hey, and I'm like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the racist guy. And I was like, oh, hey, how are you?
I talked to them for like an hour. They were fun to talk to.
Is that the people in the photo? That's the people in the photo.
Yeah, and then one of them's in a Black Sabbath cover band.
Oh, weird.
Called Pat Sabbath because his name's Patrick.
Wow. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you kicked someone out or that time you got kicked out. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I once got kicked out of a high school knitting club.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Why were you in a high school knitting club? You poor thing.
I was trying to hang out with my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, I was going to say you probably never got laid.
And what happened? Why'd they kick you out?
They wanted to be with my girlfriend without me around, but then, about 10 years later, I ended up marrying her, and they were all there, and they apologized.
Oh, good. I like it. I like the payback there.
Yeah. Sucks to be them.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I almost just said love ya.
You should.
I didn't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I got kicked out of a private high school.
For doing what?
I threw some M80s in a couple of toilets.
Cool.
What's an M80? A firework?
Firecracker.
Yeah.
What happens when you throw a firecracker in a toilet?
It blows out the side and it floods the boys' locker room.
Cool!
How'd you get caught?
I mean, there was a guy in the next stall and he ran out with his pants down.
That's not
That's
nice.
Not good. He told on you? Did he get hurt?
Well, no, what happened? No, I mean, it was like I did this in the middle of everyone changing for gym like an idiot.
That's and you got kicked out of the school? Are you on the landline? You sound great.
No, I am sitting in traffic.
Sounds real good.
What kind of service provider do you have?
Oh, I will not vouch for them because I hate their guts.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good for you.
Good.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks for calling. Take it easy.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. This is Sarah from St. Louis.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, listen. I feel like I have called lately just because I love you and not because I have a good story. And I think that that's just like whatever. But today I feel like I actually have like a pretty good one.
All right, let's hear it.
Excited. Let's hear it.
So when I was like 20, I went to see Patti Smith, and I was like huge Patti Smith fan. Loved Patti Smith. We spent like all of my teen years like listening to her records over and over and over again. And I went to her show, and I got myself like super whiskey drunk before, just for good measure, you know.
Wait, hold on. I like that you are focusing on the details that you were whiskey drunk.
Yeah. Well, whiskey drunk is different.
Yeah, it's different.
I was real excited. I went and I got like really close, and I kind of got up like on the edge of the stage. It was in like a small place in Chapel Hill. So I went to this, I got up there and I was like so enthusiastic and so excited and so drunk. And she like shooed me off the stage. She was kind of like, get out of here, you're too close or whatever. And I got my feelings hurt and then I sort of like went away. And then I came back like halfway into the crowd. And she was, like, telling some story or something, probably some, like, brilliant story. And I heckled her.
Oh, my God.
So I heckled her. And we had this sort of, like, back and forth. And I was just so snotty. I was just this, like, snotty 20-year-old dirtbag. Oh. And I was, like, giving her a hard time about the, like, Subaru driving yuppies that were like populating the crowd, and which is rude.
Sarah.
And also, just for the record, I am a Subaru driver.
Oh! As am I. Oh, and there's the karma.
As am I.
Uh huh. And she like, and we had this back and forth, and then the people around me lifted me up like above their heads and like walked me out to the security guard, and I got kicked out, and it was one of the best worst times.
That's awesome. That's a great
Sarah,
story.
You are on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt.
All right,
have a good one.
Take it easy. And our new T-shirts are in production.
I approved the proof today.
I didn't see a proof.
It looked just like the comp, so I didn't send it to you. Like, why do they even send it?
It's very exciting. Thank you, Santo, for hooking us up with the shirt.
Yes, thank you, Santo.
That's amazing. He'll get a bunch because he always wins the show.
Yeah, it's true. He does win a lot. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out.
I'm so hungover, I'm only drinking one beer, not two.
I'm already done with my second.
Cray.
Girl, hair of the dog. Mm. Also, I just feel so, like, fat and disgusting that I might as well just enjoy myself.
I can't believe how many sandwiches you ate last night.
I think I ate 5.
I can't believe I only had one bite.
And I had nachos.
You had nachos?
Yeah, we had
nachos.
I didn't
even have any nachos.
You were too busy talking, Michelle. You didn't have time to eat. Franny, 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 Franny. My God.
Thanks for dinner, Ted.
Oh, yeah, thanks for dinner, Ted.
And for my record,
nice.
I love
and
it.
And my fancy chocolates. And I got a cupcake.
And I got a cupcake. And Gumby from Bayonne bought me fancy marzipan.
Gumby, where's my present? What the heck? Everybody loved Andy.
Yeah, everyone loves Franny's hot boyfriend.
Yeah, finally.
You're so happy. He's a good egg. A good egg.
Someone wants to know if you had to donate to get in. No, you did not.
No, you should have just shown up, buddy.
It was just a party, bras. 201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out. Yo, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
I went to the meetup last night, and Michelle told me to call in tonight, even though I don't have a good story.
Wait, who were you?
My buddy Anthony and I were there.
We were
both teachers.
Yeah.
And you were talking to us. And then Frangry took a picture of me because my friend thought
with
I looked
Bob.
Exactly like a dude that was like a foot taller than
with
me.
Bob. Isn't that
Marcel's friend?
Yeah.
Oh. And apparently I asked him out.
He's handsome.
You asked out Bob?
I think so.
Who looks just like you, but is a foot taller.
But not on
Well, I guess if I had been a foot taller, then things
might
have
gone differently. No, not on a date, because I think he's fun, and I was like, we should hang out one day. But it wasn't like a date ask out. But I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, he seemed like a nice guy.
It's okay. I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I have a really
good
job.
Okay, Michelle.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. It was really nice to meet you. It's really cool to hear your voice on the radio and then to meet you and have you be real people.
Yes,
that
thank
are,
you for
that
coming.
Are very, very fun to talk to.
It was super fun.
And the place
fun.
Was really cool.
It was fun,
chicken
though, right?
The sandwiches were great.
Like, yes. You had a really good time, right?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even stay for the dancing. The fact that dancing makes me feel like
we
I
got down.
Yeah, we really got down.
And
next
year. Next time.
Yep. Next time.
Is it
going to
be another year?
Yeah, it'll be next
every year.
All right. Well, I'll wait. And maybe I'll come up with a story for later.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for
maybe
calling.
Next time you'll get kicked out of the meetup.
Yeah.
That's my goal, so yeah.
Okay, cool. Have a good one, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
They were sweet. But his friend was
We haven't really had a lot of people show up. I think it's because Todd put it on Instagram and Twitter.
Social media helps.
Yeah. It was so fun. I wish it was last night again.
I don't know. I don't think my body could handle it. I would do things a little differently.
I would do them the exact... No, that's not true.
What would
I would do them a little different.
What would you do differently? Not have dinner with me?
No, I would be nicer to you at dinner, and I would be nicer.
I don't remember you being mean to me.
I was not nice.
I don't remember it.
And then I was just mad on the way home because you were driving me nuts, and then I wasn't nice to Andy. So I would be nicer to everyone.
I was so nice.
You were very nice. When we were leaving, Michelle whispered to Andy, "When you guys are halfway home... tell her that I think she and I are kindred spirits." And he was like, so like when we're on the bridge? She was like, yes.
And he didn't do it.
He forgot. He told me this morning, and I was like, oh my God, I would have been so annoyed if you told me that last
Why?
Night.
Why? Why would you have been annoyed?
So I'd have been like, God damn it, she was so drunk. 201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out. Hi, you're on the radio.
We probably are kindred spirits.
Probably.
Hi, friend.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Did you have fun at the party last night?
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks.
It was awesome.
What?
Why don't you tell us your view of Michelle at dinner?
Was it bad?
You were a little...
Franny said it seemed like I did an 8-ball of cocaine.
It did!
Okay, listen. You probably don't remember... Neither of you probably remember, but at one point I asked Michelle if she was on ecstasy.
it's true. That's really how you were acting.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is how I was acting, like if I was on ecstasy.
Yeah, it really was.
And then Michelle scolded me.
Of course.
Yeah, because I forgot what it was, but it was like, said something about nobody loves a martyr, Ted.
Oh damn, she told you what was up, Ted.
I'm sorry, Ted, that was rude.
No, it was I deserved it. How's that?
No, you didn't.
I probably didn't.
You definitely didn't. Anyway, you've never been kicked out.
Brandy was actually Brandy was actually also a little angry too, but that's okay.
Yeah,
she was mad at me because I was talking too much.
Yeah.
But, no, you guys were funny.
Okay.
I mean, it's different when your perspective is, you know, that you're not drinking at all.
Yeah, these drunk chicks being crazy. Yeah. Anyway, Ted, so you've never been kicked out of a place, have you?
Yeah, when he was drinking, he was.
That's what I'm waiting for.
No, actually.
What?
Surprisingly, I have never been kicked out of any place.
No, that time you were dragged out of that bar, remember?
Well, no, I didn't get I got dragged into the back room.
And beat up.
And then they took care of me afterwards, you know, and made sure I got sober before I went home. But,
that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, I knew all those people. The reason they dragged me around the bar was because, you know, they felt that they could, you know, mess around with me because we all knew each other. But the closest I got kicked out was I had to leave.
No, that's not the same.
Nope. Sorry,
Ted. Because I got into a bar fight.
No, Ted. Also, I cannot see you fighting anyone.
No.
That's so
weird. No, you don't know me all that well.
Yeah, no, agreed. Yes.
Everyone has
their
secrets.
There's a whole side to Ted we don't know about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got into a fight, and I had to leave because I was bleeding. I got cut, and I had to go to the hospital.
Jeez.
They made me. I was just going to go home, but they said, no. You gotta
I hate when people
hospital.
Make
and
you
then
go
then
to the hospital.
Like, 17 stitches.
Okay, well, then maybe it's a good thing you went to the hospital. Jeez. Yeah. All right, but, buddy.
I just want to say one thing about the meetup, though.
Mm-hmm.
To all the people that are listening right now. For anyone who's listening now to the show, clear your calendars next October of every Thursday possible, because there should have been way more people there. And not that there wasn't. There weren't a lot.
There was a lot of people there.
It was our biggest turnout ever.
But there should have been more.
It was packed.
It could have been bigger.
We had the entire floor.
Last year, but I'm not sure. It's hard.
No, this year
was a total success.
Last year was a little boring. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. Thanks for coming, Ted, and thanks for dinner.
Yeah, thanks for everything.
No worries.
Have a good one.
I had a great time, and I hope you guys are feeling better just a little later today.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.
Maybe someone did give me ecstasy.
Cool. I'm jealous I didn't get any. Robin says, sounds like Michelle was balls to the wall. Good for her.
201-209-9368. Our topic tonight is, where did you get kicked out of?
Or? No, that no? time you got kicked
that
out.
That time you got kicked out.
We don't care what the name of the bar was.
No, I wouldn't mean it like that. I was trying to...
You're still drunk. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Ian.
Ha. Hi,
hey, handsome Ian.
Did you like your cupcake last night?
With that giant candle?
Did you have a good time at the party?
I had to swap it out for another one.
Yeah, understood.
That's okay.
Thank you for singing to me. I really liked it.
Creepy.
Creepy.
You were dancing. It was cute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
it was good times. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I had a good time.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
So I got kicked out of my Spanish class when I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade? What for?
I was heckling my teacher.
In Spanish or English?
Good question.
Well, I couldn't speak Spanish.
¡Cabrón!
I was just making fun of the roll. We were learning how to roll our R's and made a scene.
Try and roll your R's now.
You can do it.
A lot of people can't do it.
Wait, what?
A lot of people can't do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are there people who speak Spanish who can't do it?
No.
No, okay. Clearly not.
Just white people, white folk.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, Ian. Happy birthday. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I got a story about being kicked out.
Let's hear it.
This was like the mid-1990s in Hoboken. Hoboken was pretty grittier place than there was now. And I was a reporter for the local paper, and I was sent there to cover a murder in the projects, in mm-hmm. housing projects, which were pretty rough at that time. And I was probably like 25 years old, and I was wearing these like horn-rimmed glasses at the time, and like these white shirt, like a kind of like a guayabera kind of shirt. So I'm there wandering around looking to see if people will talk to me about this murder that had taken place. Someone was shot, and I started feeling like a little bit of a vibe, you know, like they didn't really want me around asking questions about this murder.
Yeah, shocking.
And so I started hearing behind me someone yelling, "Yo, Clark Kent! Yo, Clark Kent!" Like over and over again. You know, I had the glasses on, and I'm like, "Oh, I know he's yelling at me." And then he says, "Yo, Clark Kent, you got 5 seconds to turn into Superman and fly the F out."
That's good.
That is good.
I laughed even when he said it. It was the best line. I mean, I got the hell out of there, but I'll never forget that line.
That's really funny. All right, buddy. That's a good one.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Scott, thank you for my beautiful present and the lovely letter you wrote me.
Okay, enough. Why does Michelle get all the presents? I don't get any.
Jeez. I don't know.
What's up, Rooster? That was funny.
Down here in paradise.
Living the dream, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful here this time of year.
Good.
So. Scott was in rehab. back in the day. And one Tuesday, he got a sore throat. So he went to medical, and they said, well, we'll have your medicine on Friday. So he went on through his week, going through his regular routine, all kinds of go meeting here, go here, go there. Friday, no different. And Friday afternoon, he was in a meeting outside. And when he went in, somebody said, hey, they called your name for medical. So he went down to medical, and he got there at 4:02. And they said, now we closed at 4. We can't give you your medicine.
Uh-oh.
So he bandied with him for a while. And said, well, gee, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to. I was where I was supposed to be, and I was unable to hear a message, and I'm only 2 minutes late. Come on. And nope. They wouldn't give him his medicine. He still had a sore throat.
Aw.
So on his way down the hall, he punched the ceiling. Put a hole in the tile, you know, the acoustic tile. They kept going and went to his room, cleaned up for dinner. And he got on the dinner line. He was way at the end of the line. And an announcement came over the PA system. Whoever put a hole in the ceiling in the hall, turn yourself in or there won't be any movie tonight.
Oh, no.
So Scott's thinking to himself, well, guess there won't be a movie tonight.
Right, which is what I was just thinking.
Yeah. And the guy right in front of Scott in line turned around and he said, so, you going to turn yourself in? And Scott could not figure out how could this guy possibly know, okay? Scott was all by himself in the hallway. The guy pointed to Scott's head. All the dust.
That's good.
Yeah. So he got thrown out of rehab for that one.
That's good.
Yeah. And they did have a movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, all right, Rooster.
That is a good one, Rooster. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes, you're
Jeez,
on the air.
Yes, do we need to tell you again?
Sometimes. Pat Sabbath calling in.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
The racist.
Hey, had His a good friend. Time last night.
It was good times, right?
It was a lot of fun. You guys are crazier than I thought.
Good, that's a compliment.
Pleasantly surprised.
Thank you very much.
You thought we were going to be normal?
I'm a bigger fan of WFMU now than I ever have been.
Good, like that was the point of the meetup.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
Well, you're doing good.
Great.
So I got a little bit of a story. I was going to a 12-step meeting for a while, and I was going with a friend, and we'd sit in the back, and we'd kind of laugh and giggle, and apparently we were annoying the other people that were at this group. It was kind of a small group. So they decided that they would have a group conscience meeting, and they would, with us in the room, and they would address the issue of people talking and giggling. And we didn't really cooperate with them, and they asked us to leave the group.
Wow.
Damn.
It was pretty funny, actually. You know, I think you haven't been to enough 12-step groups until you've been kicked out of a couple
That's
of them.
That's cool. I want to get kicked out of one. Didn't Ken get kicked out of anger management?
I think so.
That's funny.
Well, you know, it's all part of development and growth and learning. Sometimes
true.
You need to get kicked out of an establishment a few times before you learn the lesson.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming last night.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Take care.
You too. Have a good one. Bye.
His voice sounds different on the radio than in real life.
Hi, you're on the radio.
This is Jessie from St. Louis.
Hi, Jessie.
Hi, ladies. Okay, so in 2006, I was 20, and we made the unfortunate decision to go to Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of interesting, the trap that you get into where you, like, try and go to these bars, and then they, like, kick somebody out as fast as possible to get, like, more drunk dummies in. And so we were got kicked out of, like, two bars already. We went to this third bar, and my friend Annie had these, like, wedges that she was, like, really bad at walking in, and she was, like, pretty drunk, and we were, again, 20, and she got up and, like, took the mics from one of the bands that was the band that was playing. She took the mic from the lead singer, and she screamed, "I'm a virgin!" as loud as possible, and then jumped into the crowd and crowd surfed. And that was the third bar we got kicked out.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Girls are the best. What's your name again?
Jesse,
you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
That's an awesome story. I love it.
We'll see ya.
Have a good one.
Take care. I'm a virgin.
And then she crowd surfed.
So cool. I love it.
That's what I did last night.
You know you didn't. You're no virgin. What? You're not.
Maybe I am.
Is it nap time?
Oh, my God. I want to, like, I want to get in bed and, like, eat.
Yeah.
I'm in a food bed tonight.
I'm in a food bed with a fried chicken sandwich with cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato on it, and chocolate peanut butter ice cream. I'm going to eat it all in my bed with no clothes on. It's going to be awesome.
I'm in a fried chicken sandwich, too.
Where are you going to get yours from?
I have Neapolitan ice cream at
Ew.
Home. I like making banana splits.
Strawberry ice cream's gnarly.
No, all of them are good. Classic.
Classic.
I order from Bob White Counter.
Where am I going to order from?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, that's kind of gross eating, like, mayonnaise in bed.
No, it's not.
Why?
Okay, you have to be, I mean, do you spill it or are you very careful?
No, we're not spilling it, you idiot.
I'm not going to spill it. I don't want a bed full of crumbs.
You're an idiot.
And
I know what you're saying, and it's stupid.
Oh, is it about sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Idiot. Anyway.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tell us about that time you got kicked out.
Well, I don't think I've ever been kicked out of anything, which is good, because if I did, I'd probably refuse to leave. I'm the type of person who would be stubborn and refuse to leave.
You'd get beat up.
Maybe. Yeah, I get into situations like that where I get proud. I don't like being told what to do.
No one does.
Yeah. I've been fired before, but I've never been kicked out.
That's not the story, though, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Did you at least invite Andy?
That guy's a loser.
What is he talking about? Oh, I was like, what? Andy was there.
Oh, because your boyfriend.
No, we didn't. Hi, you're on the radio.
How y'all doing? This is Jimbo.
What's up, Jimbo?
Not much. I got a little story from about 15 years ago. I was down in downtown Charlotte to see a concert, you know, with a bunch of stages all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a band that was playing we all wanted to see. And my buddy wanted to push his way to the front of it, and I'm kind of against going to the front of the show. I just don't like all those people. But so I made my case. I said, listen, I don't like going to the front because we're drinking a lot of beer and we're gonna have to leave and go pee and we're never gonna get back there again. And he said, and it was a good idea, how about we just take all the beer we can, go up there, drink, empty out a cup, and if you have to pee, just pee in the cup, put the cup down, just kick it over.
Ew.
Not ill.
Made some
I mean,
sense.
Yeah, okay,
sort of
fine,
like,
but still ill.
A poor man's depends. So I did that. We pushed our way to the front, got all the way to the front. There was probably two lines of people in front of us, but we were right up there. And drank my first beer, put it down the ground, and all of a sudden I had to go. So I picked the cup up, started going in it, and I was going a long time, and I couldn't believe how long I was going for, and I wasn't filling up the cup. Until the guys in front of me turned around and said, I can't swear. This guy's peeing on us. What happened? The cup had a split in it,
and it was pouring out.
And, of course, now I'm caught mid, and I'm, like, really.
Midstream.
Awesome. I was hanging out there. And the bouncers came from I don't know where, and they escorted me out with my flag unzipped to the end of the crowd. That was the end of that.
What's your name?
Jimbo.
Jimbo, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Thank y'all.
All it's right. Amazing how you don't have see a bouncer one. Anywhere, then you do something wrong, and suddenly, all of a sudden they're right next to you.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Jimbo, that was a good one. Instant classic. What's going on the comments board? We haven't even really talked about
Mr. Johnny says, quote, I know what you're saying and it's stupid, end quote, should be the new name of the show. Did I say that to someone?
Yeah. About the mayonnaise. Oh, thank you, Ken from Hyde Park.
It was stupid, though.
For the awesome cupcakes that you made.
Yes, maybe they had ecstasy in them.
Yeah, did they?
And that's what happened to you.
Off the rails. I was like marathon high, you know? Damn.
I know, I'm like super bloated today.
It's those chicken buddies, baby.
Chicken buddies and beer. Look at
this. Did you drink beer or cocktails?
I think I had two cocktails and then I had started having beer.
Those cocktails
are good. I feel disgusting.
You look pretty.
And pregnant.
Maybe you are pregnant.
I am not.
I am not. I am not.
I can't.
I can't.
201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out. Call us, you'll get through.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, from my brother's bachelor party, we rented a horse. And we tried to bring it into Niagara on, 7th and A?
Yeah.
In the city, you tried to bring a horse?
Pushing it through the door.
I'm so confused.
A real horse?
Like the animal?
Two other guys came, and they called the police on us, and, yeah, that was the end of the bachelor party.
I don't believe you. Bluff ball.
Say that again?
Bluff ball.
Yeah. Not fun.
Bluff ball.
It's not true. You did not try and take a horse into Niagara Bar.
I'll give you the date.
How
My
does
brother
that help
got
us?
Married. It was 2007.
How does that help us?
It was March.
How'd you get the horse?
I'm going to say 26th. It might have been March 26th. I know it was 2007.
Where'd you get the horse?
We rented it from East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Will you
like
rent me a horse for like the marathon for my birthday?
No.
I can ride onto the stage with a hoof and mouth like Stevie thing. Nicks.
No.
You're mean.
And then you put it in a simple U-Haul. And
simple U-Haul.
You don't ever let U-Haul know you're carrying horses.
That's a crazy story, dude.
Yeah,
all right, goodbye. I don't believe you. You don't believe
him? Morning. And,
don't hang up.
I just hung up on someone by mistake. Hi, you're on the radio.
I hate when you hang up on people.
Hey,
it stresses me out.
How's it going, awesome people? So, I got kicked off from my high school's cross-country team for showing my butt to another team on the way to a meet.
They kicked you out for that? That's lame.
It was really boring. And, all right, the people from my team at least tried to honor me by making the next year's T-shirt in my honor, which I wasn't allowed to have. But the worst part was our super sweet little old man coach on the way there. Just, he scared everyone because no one ever heard him raise his voice, and he just was bringing down the fire about how we were all disgraces and embarrassments to ourselves. And
I mean, but it's high school, you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You must not have been very good. If you were very good, they would have let you stay on the team.
Oh, yeah, I definitely was not on the varsity team. I think it's just because...
like, if he was really good, he could have gotten away with it. Like Tim
exactly.
Riggins. Like Tim Riggins.
Hot.
Yeah, like Tim Riggins did all that bad stuff.
Hot.
But he was so good at football. Coach Taylor
so
didn't
hot.
Care.
Exactly,
Coach
I was a
Taylor.
Bad influence
yeah.
on the good runners.
I might watch some Coach Taylor tonight.
Ooh, maybe I will,
when
too.
I get cozy in
That's
bed.
A good move.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle. Had a great time at the party last night.
So
who are you?
Fun.
Yeah, who are you?
I was the lawyer. Who just
Justin. Justin?
Yes, Justin.
Justin. You danced.
I did, a bit.
Yeah. You seem to be having a good time.
I had a really good time.
Good.
I did not have a good time this morning.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, none of us did.
Oh, that was not a good look this morning.
Oh, man. I was, like, almost crying.
Yeah. So what I've been kicked out, when I was, like, 11, I got kicked out of a Radio Shack because they thought I was shoplifting, but I was just this little nerd who had, like, never done anything wrong in his life. That's probably the only time I've actually been kicked out of anything.
I love Radio Shack.
I've had a grudge against them ever since.
Aw, that's a cute story.
As you should.
All right, well, thanks for calling, yep. Justin, and thanks for coming last night.
Yep, had a great time.
Good times. Talk to you
later. Have a good one.
Bye. He was nice. He's going to help me sue Marc Maron. What?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio, young lady.
Hey, are you still doing only stories of getting kicked out or kicking someone else out?
Either.
Okay. The one I like is recent of when I just moved to New York and I had this roommate who was kind of punk. And so she had these like weird guys over. She's like, you have to come help me. And I was like, what? What's up? But I come out in the hallway and they're like, we got to sleep on your roof and we brought our dog.
What?
I was like, wait, like, who are you?
Punks.
Why? He was like, dude, the cops are looking for us. We got to get up there. I was like, you need to not, like, boss me around. Like, who are you? And then they tried to shove past me. They're like, what? What is this? I was like, you have to. I just, like, lost it and started screaming at them in my hallway. And they're like, what are you, the square roommate? And I was like, yeah, get the F out.
Yeah, GTFO,
yes.
Man. I'm with
it
you, sister.
It's kind of scary.
Nah.
Gutter punks are.
Ugh.
I almost said a bad word.
What? Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sister. I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Good job.
Later.
Later.
That's cool to kick a bunch of dumb punks out of your house. I'm tired. There's 10 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow. When she smiles, cars slam on their brakes.
Wrong week, buddy.
Oh, I got the week wrong.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Does being excommunicated count?
No.
No.
Because, okay, I got kicked out of CCD. That's what I meant. When I was, like, I guess 10, 11 years old, you know, Sundays mornings, I had to go to catechism class, and I would just snicker and make eyes and make my friend laugh. And the teacher at this point says, why do you mock everything we do? And I said, because it's ridiculous. You know, loaves of bread, fish turn loaves of bread, splitting the Red Sea,
you,
whatever.
You got kicked out of CCD for being a know-it-all.
Yeah, yep. Well, I was so skeptical. And the woman said, and so the teacher says, why are you here? And I said, you're supposed to convince me, right? And apparently no one else was looking for convincing, only I was. But then they just asked my parents not to bring me back.
And that's when your parents dropped you off at the gas station?
And never looked back.
Something like that, yeah. But you're right, I was always a know-it-all, I suppose. But
you suppose?
You know, I left on good terms. I actually I've been going back to church now.
Now you believe that the bread was turned into fish or something?
Water into wine, baby.
You know, I'm a vegan. Maybe that's...
No! God! Did
gotta
you know
go.
That?
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, bye.
I can't have patience for him today. Usually I have more patience. Today I do not.
I mean, he just, like, proved that he's been a know-it-all since birth.
He likes to do that, though.
It makes him feel good.
Like, he likes to be the know-it-all and talk about how he's the know-it-all. No, not too small. What?
That feels like you've actually thought about it.
No, I haven't thought about it. Just a hunch.
Andy Plant says he was kicked out of Boy Scouts.
Aw, why?
I don't know.
Andy, get on the road.
He's probably outside. 201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out. Call us. You'll get through. Oh, man.
I am so tired.
God, I just want my bed and a big... I just want to get fatter in my bed.
You have a boyfriend now. You can get fat.
I know. It doesn't matter anymore.
It sucks to be
I don't
him.
Shave. I don't shower. I don't care.
Sucks to be you, Andy Plants.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Uh-oh. That was suspect.
Very. 201-209-9368. call us. Tell the topic I can't phrase it correctly. That time you got kicked out. That time you got kicked out.
Mm-hmm. That's well it. Done.
Thanks.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hi. Yeah, I got kicked out of a bar on St. Patrick's Day a couple years ago. We went in super early on the train, got in, had a great time. We were hanging out in Central Park.
Gross.
Met up with a bunch of friends at a rooftop bar. And I'm wheeling and dealing at the front of the bar. I'm a big guy, so I'm commanding this huge crowd. And I'm getting all kinds of drinks, and it's great. And then I guess I had one too many, and I fell backwards. And before I could even figure out what was going on, the bouncer was all over me. He stands me up, and he looks at me, and he says, "You got to get out." And I look at him, and I say, yeah, you're probably right. Thank you. And they escorted me out of the bar. But I was quite thankful because I got home and got a good night's rest.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Do you attend SantaCon?
No, I don't actually. I don't like those guys so much.
That ruins your birthday every year.
Right. I was going to hate him if he attends.
Yeah, I'm actually have a birthday in December, so.
No, not you,
for Annie.
Oh.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too.
Seriously, since that started happening, I do not sell, like, I just go eat a hamburger for my birthday and then I go home.
I know.
Jordan says, "We have done very well this hour, very little whining."
Huh.
Do we usually whine?
You do.
Really?
You're more of a whiner than I am.
Oh, I wish I had a recording of you last night.
Why? What was I whining about? Well, I wasn't...
Franny.
Franny, what though?
I don't even know, because I wasn't listening.
You're mean. You yelled at me in front of the whole table.
I didn't yell. I was just like, I would just turn to Matt and be like, "Oh my God, she's driving me insane." And he'd be like, "Yeah, she needs to stop talking." He'd be like, "Franny, are you talking about me? Are you talking about me?" And I'd be like, "Yes, Michelle, I am talking about you." It was phenomenal.
Ay, ay, ay.
I like it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a pretty good getting kicked out story, but it didn't happen to me. It happened to my friend's dad. Is that allowed?
Sure, why not?
Okay. It's pretty funny. So it's a real Larry David. My friend's dad is an enormous Mets fan, loves the Mets, crazy about him. So in 2015, when they win a championship or something like that, he runs down the block shouting with his shirt off because he watched the game without his shirt like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And all the neighbors hated him. They can't stand him. They yell at him. They tell him to go back inside. But he's losing his mind. So fast forward a year later, and he's at the Met game. And, you know, the game's winding down, so a lot of the folks leave the front row and they go down to try to beat traffic. So he moves down with his kid, my friend, and the security guard walks up to him because he thinks he knows him from somewhere. And he asks to look at his ticket because he knows he didn't see this face, familiar face, the entire game. So it turns out that this is the real Larry David. It's one of his neighbors, and he asks to see his ticket, and they get into a scuffle, and he's fighting with the ticket guy, and he kicks him out of the game.
At what point did he know it was his neighbor?
At what point?
Yeah, like, did he know the whole time?
You see, like, a pudgy face, the guy that you kind of see day in and day out. You know, you decide, like, hey, I know this guy.
Mm. Cool, that's funny. Weird.
Kind of funny.
Yeah,
kind of funny.
Weird that happened.
It happened to me.
Yeah. That's all right. Thanks for calling.
You can hear the music, you know, the dun, dun, dun.
I do love some Larry David. Who is this?
This is Adam.
Hi, Adam.
All right, Adam, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yep, I got kicked out of everything except the Army and college. I got kicked out of CCD, summer camp, every school.
Damn.
When I was a kid, I didn't know. Do you want to hear a real good one?
No, we don't. Yeah, we do.
Tell me a terrible story.
A terrible story. Okay. when I was in CCD, we had to put the chairs in a circle, and we had to sing a song. Well, I just sat down. The nun said, everybody sit down. Well, the girl next to me went to sit down, and, of course, I pulled the chair out from under her. She went right on her butt, went on her back. Her legs went straight up in the air, and guess what? She was wearing a dress. Everybody busted up laughing, and I got kicked out of CCD.
I would have kicked you out, too, right after I punched you in the face.
But anyway, I started walking to the door. They were yelling me to get out. I started walking to the door, and the nun did me a tremendous favor. When I got 2 feet from the door, she told me, Mr. Napolitani, you are going to go to hell. Well, I went out in the hallway, and the other nun came up to me and said, Mr. Napolitani, that was not funny at all. And I said, but gee, everybody laughed.
Not funny
anyway,
at all.
To this day,
did you punch anyone in the face?
Why are you being mean to me?
I'm being fun.
Born-again Christians, Jehovah's, and Mormons come up to me and they start preaching to me.
What is he talking
I cut
about?
Them right off.
Oh
I say, don't even
God.
Waste your time. I was already told them go to hell.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. See you there.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Woo! Hi, Franny. I'm Michelle. How you guys doing?
Woo! He just wooed. Woohoo! Woohoo!
I felt weirdly nervous calling in.
That's all right.
So I have an embarrassing getting kicked out story.
All right, you're our last call, so make it good.
All right. When I was 17, I was a really good kid. I gave up things for Lent. I would hang out with my parents all the time, and I didn't do anything wrong. So I was down in Orlando with my dad at a Rusted Root concert, more embarrassing. And I was drinking a non-alcoholic beer.
Hello?
I was drinking a non-alcoholic beer because I gave up soda for Lent.
Oh, my God. Okay.
One of the bouncers spotted me. He picked me out and he said, you can't have that. I was like, why not? Non-alcoholic. He's like, no, there's alcohol in there. So he ushered me to the door and kicked me out into a dark, like, terrifying alley with dumpsters everywhere. And I had to wait for my dad to come back out. Argue with the bouncer and get me back in.
Aw, that's sad. What's your name? That's the saddest story.
What? Whose name?
What's your name?
My name's Tony.
All right, Tony, thanks for calling with your sad story.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Should we pick a winner?
Yes.
We've got Sarah.
I vote for the Virgin.
Okay, Jesse, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, baby.
Woo!
Woo! And Rockland County at 91.9 FM and always online at wfmu.org. Please donate to our fundraiser. See you in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, well, we're out next week.
Have a good one. Stay tuned for Bailey J.
Yeah, yeah.
more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Think about it and understand it.
Oh my God.
Jane Marcel. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.